Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Tactical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. If anybody has a discussion topic or question that they would like to bring to the net this evening, please call now. Okay, hearing none, we'll see if anybody has any news or announcements that they would like to share. We'll just remind you that Field Day is coming up this weekend, the 25th. If you don't know about Field Day, then give us a shout out and we'll connect you with somebody who can give you some information. Anybody have any news or announcements they would like to share? Okie dokie. Well, we will start now then with a round of check-ins. Anyone who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
K1HTV, W4RKU,
N7IVV, AK4GG,
CSS,
AK4GG,
KN4SPL, in and out.
N2NAR, no comment.
All right, let's hold it there. We picked up K1HTV, W4RKU, N7IVV, AK4GG, and this one I'm not sure about, KO4VNZ, KN4SPL, no comment, N2NAR, no comment. If I copied your call incorrectly or I did not read your call back, please call again. All right, well, thank you all for joining us this evening. Let's start at the top. K1HTV, how are you doing?
All right, this is K1HTV, your name is Joe. Thanks for taking the net. I haven't heard your voice on for a while. You sound a little tired. Hope you're doing okay. Had a very nice Father's Day today over at Andy's, K1RA, and the rest of the ham family we have. Very enjoyable cookout. Hope you had a good one as well. Good Father's Day. Saturday, went up to W3LPL, the superstation up there in Glenwood, Maryland, along with KO4VNZ, and he can tell you what he thought of the station. Had a lot of friends up there, and it was a good time. As far as propagation, yesterday, thanks to K3FR, Ron, he put an announcement on the repeater that he had just heard station down in Texas on 2-meter FT8. I got on, and sure enough, I worked W5AFY, WA5TKU, and AA5AM. All in Texas. I also heard Oklahoma and Louisiana. And Ron did work one of the Texas stations, so with an inside antenna on 2-meter FT8. Amazing. Friday was a good day for 6 meters. Quite a few European stations were worked. Pretty decent opening on the 17th. It started around 7:30. It was quite early. It started quite early. And it was on and off throughout the morning and early into the afternoon, so it was a fun time for a 6-meter opening. That's about it from here. Hopefully everybody will have a good day off tomorrow. If you don't have enough to work, Mike, 7-3, back to you, KF4TK in the net from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that. No, I do not have tomorrow off, sadly. Yeah, I'm kind of tired. W4RKU, how are you doing?
KF4TEK. This is W4RKU. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. It is good to hear your voice. And, I hope to get some rest. I haven't done much, lately. What I've been playing with is I have been other than watching the U.S. Open on TV, is trying to get the IR transmitter to work. work on the Raspberry, but the software to work with this IR transmitter and receiver I bought, because the cheapo TV rate rotor that I have, the only way you can remotely change the direction, it uses like the TV remote. So this would emulate, keystrokes on the control box for the rotor. So I've been trying to figure out how to do that. The program works. I'm just having trouble getting the codes converted into a format that it likes. But it's been a process, but everything works, except I can't get it to like my key codes. And outside of that, the rest of the week, I'll be planning for a field day, or getting stuff ready for field day, which I'm looking forward to. So, and if you haven't noticed, I think John sent out an email that there is our events in Fockier.com, FockierNow.com, and the Culpepper paper as well. So, very good work by John. Did a nice write-up. That's all I have for tonight. Mike, KF4GK, W4RKU, back tonight.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for that. And thank you. N7IVV, how are you doing tonight?
If I could hold the mic button in. KF4GK, N7IVV, good to hear you. Good to be here. Beautiful, beautiful day. Yesterday especially reminds me of the summer days on the north rim of the Grand Canyon when I was growing up there as a kid. My dad worked there as a seasonal naturalist, and really, really, really rough way to have to spend your summers as a kid growing up. Kevin, I'm glad to hear that everything's working on your rotator, except that it's not working. So, that's an interesting one. Good luck with that. You did send me a note on that, and I have not been able to get back to you, so maybe you can give me a phone call and we can talk about it. Just finishing up the exterior prep for the paint, for the truck, I've been painting it, and boy, it looks like a whole new vehicle now. I was surprised to see how badly things fade out in the sun for 10 years, but it's pretty now, and nobody will be able to see it at all, so we'll be running stealth mode. We do a fox hunt to try and locate the transmitter that's going to be in it on Saturday. Other than that, just looking forward to the weekend coming up. Looks like it's going to be hot, and looking like maybe the thunderstorms will hold off. But for what it's worth, Mom always says, be careful out in the heat. Back to you, KF4TEK and 7IVV.
All right, fine business, Brad. Thanks for that. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Technical Service Net, and we are up to AK4GG. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mike, and the group. You do sound a little tired, I must admit. But, it has been a beautiful weekend. I totally agree with Brad. It's been gorgeous, but like a nice summer day in New Zealand where it's always breezy. But it's nice to have the temperature with it as well. Yeah, I got out for a few walks about and kind of enjoyed the day. Walkabouts is a good Australian term. Not much on the ham radio front. My antenna whizzed around in the wind. It's a couple of poles, a couple of pipes that are, screwed together with a coupler. I guess the coupler made for an interesting turn. So I've just put that back together and turned it back around and ball peened the coupler, ball-peen threads. Hopefully it might slow it down a bit, but I think the thing that saved it from totally unwinding was, of course, the coax, which always takes the brunt of these things. Nothing much else to report. Hopefully I can make the field day this year. I haven't got any assignments, unlike Bob, who follows. Actually, I think he was in and out. hopefully I'll be there when they hand out the food. That's the most important thing. Anyway, see you guys at field day. KF4TEK, AK4GG.
All right, John, thank you very much for that. All right, KO4VNZ, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck, out of Opal. I'm doing pretty good. Slept in a lot today. Yesterday, as Rich mentioned, I went with him up to the, I think it was W3LPL open house, which also incorporated Potomac Valley Radio Clubs. It incorporated the Potomac Valley Radio Clubs big meeting, and I enjoyed seeing their multi-setup there, the host setup, and a huge antenna field that was very impressive. All of his 200-foot towers, quite well, 199.5-foot towers. So I was very impressed with all that. Enjoyed the food and enjoyed all the people that I met. Sorry, I keep getting my tongue tangled up. And I'm looking forward to the open house. That's it for me. This is KO4VNZ, clear.
All right, Chuck. Well, thanks for that. And thanks for joining us. That is the end of our list of folks who had a comment. If there is anyone else who would like to join us this evening, hasn't checked in yet, would like to check in, comment or no, please call now.
Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
KQPI in and out.
KQ4AUA in and out.
All right, got another good handful there. Let's hold it. Picked up KO4WYX, K2PI in and out. No comment. And then two calls that are new to me, so I apologize if I copy these incorrectly. Kilo November 4, Mike Lima X-ray. No comment, and Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Uniform Alpha. If I got either of those wrong and you're still around and want to correct me, please call now. All right, either my ears pulled it out or they just didn't want to embarrass me. So let's go up to KO4WYX. How are you doing tonight?
KO4WYX, all is well. I hope everyone else is doing great. Just note or tip to everyone, make sure you're on the proper frequency when getting on to the check-in. Sunday. I had a little technical difficulties, must have bumped my knob. Been a great weekend. Yesterday I went up to a workshop with some of the Stafford hammers. It was a really good little workshop. Saw a couple of familiar faces, learned some good stuff, and got to talk to some great people. And I also was able to enjoy that lovely weather we had yesterday and today. But yesterday I got my pulled the dipole put up finally for my my rig, and I was able to successfully do a Winlink contact that I really wanted to do last week and just failed miserably, and I guess it helps to have a good antenna. But that's kind of what I've got going on right now. I do plan on stopping by as long as I'm in town next weekend during field day to see you guys and catch out your setup, and hopefully next year I won't be on call and we'll be able to commit and participate. But looking forward to seeing everyone next week, and try to stay cool. KO4WYX, back to Met.
All right, well, thank you very much for that. And with that, I believe we're at the end of our list. I apologize for not having a topic this evening or a more interesting discussion. But appreciate everybody who stopped by and offered their kind words and updates. So I'll just say that this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service. And I would like to thank everyone for joining us and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FAR, to please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to farnet@w4va.org. This is KF4TEK, closing the FARNET and returning the repeater to normal use.
Happy Father's Day, Mike. Thanks for doing the net, WABT.
Thank you, Travis. Same to you on Father's Day. KF4TEK is clear.
AK4GG, radio check, please.
Hey, John, AK4GG, K1HTV, sounds good.
Roger, Rich, that's 5 watts under the Yagi. I guess I've got a bit of structure between myself and the repeater, but I just wanted to see if it would get in. Thank you very much, K1HTV, AK4GG.
Very good, full quieting, sounds good. K1HTV, 73.
K1HTV, K1RA.
Yeah, K1RA, K1HTV, just came in from inside, checked out the rotator, brought it outside, and it still freezes in one position. I can hear grinding. Something's grinding in the up above, I think. So the rotator outside does not get over that bind.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for testing that. Anna has not heard back from her driving teacher, so I'll talk to you in the morning around 8 o'clock, see if she hears anything by then. Maybe they don't work tomorrow. Maybe a holiday for them. So anyway, I'll either come over right in the morning, or if I hear anything in the morning, maybe a little bit later in the day.
It sounds good. I'm trying to get a driver going, the 340, the CH340 driver. I see it on COM 7, which is what we used for the Kenwood D710. I'm trying to get a new Bofang connected. It uses a 340, the same type of I assume it's the same type. Maybe not. I've got to find the right driver for it. Maybe it isn't CH340. What is the one that the Bofang comes with? All right, I'm trying to give this something I made. Looking at this thing. Anyway, I got to figure out where is the driver stored. I see it used for COM 7. If it's the same one for this Bofang, where is it stored? Windows System 32, or where is it? And what's the name of it? What might the name of the driver be?
If the driver's already loaded, then Windows knows where it is, and when it searched through the database of what drivers it has preloaded, it would apply it to the hardware that you're plugging in. So if it didn't if you didn't plug in the hardware and it didn't auto detect it and apply it, then you don't have the right driver loaded, so it's not going to be anywhere on your PC. I built one for my Bofang. I didn't buy anything, so I'm not sure which one I used. I'm guessing you built one as well. I mean, if you built it, you got to figure out what the chip is. If you bought it, then you probably have a driver CD around for it somewhere.
Yeah, I know what's happened now. Yeah, I got one. I do have one that I built based on the chip he gave me. I do have the 340 drive for that. Yeah, I think what this is the old prolific driver, and I'm sure I've got that somewhere. The one that's dated like 2017 or 2019, or even earlier. I'm sure I've got that somewhere. I was just probably using the wrong driver. Okay. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow if you can make it, and hopefully we can get that. I didn't bring the Teflon with me. So you're going to have to bring that tomorrow. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope, K1HTV.
Okay. Yeah, you left a couple of bags of food. I think Amy said the hot dog or maybe hamburger rolls for you. So I'll bring those over. Yeah, I've got the Teflon. Yeah, I thought about that after you left. If it's a prolific driver, it would have loaded, and it would have applied it to that device. And then in Device Manager, it would have said something like prolific driver, parentheses, contact your hardware vendor. This is fake hardware or something. So if you don't see that and it just shows up under the unknown, it's probably not a prolific driver.
Show that. And then what I should have done is I was looking for the CH340 driver. I should be looking for the old prolific driver. And I've got that here somewhere in a file. Okay. Let me play around with that for a while. 73, K1HTV.
Yeah, if you've ever loaded the prolific driver in the past and you think it's on your machine, you can right-click on the prolific fake driver name, choose update driver, then choose, pick manually? Somewhere in one of the sections you can, force it to look by name, and if it's in there, it'll list both. And I've done that before with both the new prolific and old prolific drivers show up on my system. But yeah, you kind of have to drill in a couple of pop-ups to get it. If it only lists the one, then yeah, you'll have to find it on disk or CD or download the zip file.
Roger, very good. Okay, thank you. K1HTV, clear.
Have a good night, and I'll talk to you in the morning. K1RA.